My name is Phil Golding, and this is Creating Conscious Relationships. This episode is called Important Insights for Relationships and Personal Growth. So I am going to run through a series of insights about what works to create healthy and harmonious relationships that are derived from my book, 5 Steps to Freedom, and my other podcasts and other written works. This podcast is designed to remind you of and reinforce what works to create conscious relationships and to create and maintain a loving relationship with yourself. This podcast consists of 59 insights, so let's get into it. At the heart of a loving and harmonious relationship is the unconditional acceptance of one another. Here our acceptance of the other is creating a sanctuary for them, where they can feel free to be themselves. Acceptance facilitates true intimacy. Unconditional acceptance is an essential quality of unconditional love. Unconditional acceptance is an essential quality of unconditional love. Unconditional acceptance opens the door to the heart and your higher awareness. Unconditional acceptance is an essential foundational principle that enables us to create and maintain a conscious relationship with ourselves, which then gives us the ability to create and maintain a healthy relationship with others. To accept ourselves is to accept our humanness. In other words, to truly know you are worthy of your own love, no matter how you look, what mistakes you have made, what educational level you have, no matter what others have said about you or how they have treated you, and so on. Your worthiness is unconditional. It is a reality of your existence. This is also the sort of love we need to extend to others. Your worthiness is linked to your very existence. You exist, therefore you are worthy. Your worthiness does not depend on how the world sees you. How others see you, even your parents, is more often about their confusions about their own worthiness. For example, they may have said, "I will be proud of you when you achieve this or that, or conform to this or that, etc." To accept your own vulnerabilities, fears, and insecurities is essential. In other words, it is essential to not judge yourself for being human. Your fears and insecurities more often than not point to confusions in your own conditioning that cause you to suffer. It is important to understand that you did not condition yourself throughout your childhood. In fact, you did your best to get by within the environment that you grew up in. However, now that you are an adult with the power of awareness, you are now your own environment. You can learn to love and care for yourself in the way you needed to be cared for when you were a child, adolescent, and young adult. This goes a long way to healing your fears and insecurities. With unconditional self-acceptance, you are learning to compassionately face your own fears and insecurities. You are taking responsibility for them in order to heal them, for the sake of your own peace and happiness. This is the foundation of healthy personal responsibility. I know I messed up, but I'm learning from the experience. Acceptance facilitates healing, growing, and maturing. The honeymoon period of a relationship is so good because of this mutual, unconditional acceptance. The honeymoon period of a relationship does not last when personal responsibility, the other essential foundational principle of awareness, is not a strong enough foundation of the relationship. It is unrealistic to think that we finally have love when we meet our prospective partner. They are thinking the same about us. If you don't love yourself first, where are you going to find the love to give to your partner, and vice versa? This points to why relationships break down. We are expecting the other to be our fundamental foundation of love, when this foundation is actually built on our accepting and compassionate relationship with ourselves. When we make our partner our love foundation, we struggle to accept their humanness. We need them to satisfy our expectations in order to feel secure, and we feel threatened when these expectations are not met. We trap each other in expectations that are rooted in our own fears and insecurities, our own unconscious conditioning. Self-condemnation or condemnation of others is rarely justified. The picture is always more complex than we first assume. It is not what others do or say to us, it is how we take it in or relate to it and how we respond to it that makes the difference. A conscious relationship is built on mutual acceptance, personal responsibility, and therefore respect, freedom, compassion. This is true love. Trying to control your partner is a symptom of your fears and insecurities, and will inevitably damage your relationship. Invite, inspire, encourage, and communicate without expectation. Be the example you want to follow without expecting your partner to follow you in that example. Accept your partner and let them be who they are. Only then can you be genuinely authentic in the relationship. Only then will you have the opportunity to really know your partner and know if the relationship is right for you. As an adult, you are personally responsible for what you think, feel, say, and do. No one makes you feel, think, or act. When you are reacting, you are having your own conditioning, unconscious beliefs, mindsets, traumas triggered by others, but they are not the cause. Your mind is yours to heal. It belongs to no one else but you. Being emotionally triggered reveals to you what you need to heal within your own mind. You have the right to be human, but you also have the power to heal and grow. What you have full power over is your own mind, to the degree that you heal, learn, and grow. As an adult, your mind, along with your memories, conditioning, and character, belongs to you and are within the power and potential of your own awareness. It is your responsibility to learn how to be aware and care for your own mind. This is not a mystery. We know how to do this now. This is the real reality of your potential. You need to feel free to be yourself in a relationship. And so does your partner. You can communicate your needs to your partner and talk it over while also learning about their needs. It can take time and sometimes some help to find common ground in some issues. If you don't know how to accept your own humanness unconditionally, you will not know how to truly accept your partner. Are you expecting your partner to be your parent by holding him or her responsible for your emotional well-being? Often what are thought to be adult needs are really leftover childhood neediness. Neediness is mostly about controlling others in order to avoid facing the pain of our childhood fears and insecurities, which never leads to any real resolution of that pain. In this state of neediness, we are draining the love out of the relationship rather than filling it up. We all have various degrees of neediness left within us. We all need to parent ourselves to some extent. This is what the five-step process is for. The five-step process is acceptance, responsibility, let go and tune in, live in the now and live the process as a way of life. Adults have the power of conscious awareness and therefore have the ability to take command of their own minds. Parents have the role of representing awareness to their children. We are teaching our children how to care for and be compassionately responsible for their own minds by the ways we are caring for our own minds, our own humanness, in other words. If we don't know how to care for our own humanness, then what example are we giving our children? Actively being the responsible and caring, compassionate parent for our own humanness is a great example for our children. We are teaching their awareness how to look after their own humanness. To justify ourselves as being victims means that we must regard ourselves as powerless children. Conscious awareness gives you the power to process emotional reactions as well as your fears and insecurities, and instead of reacting, you can learn to choose to consciously respond appropriately in that moment. Acceptance and personal responsibility activates your conscious awareness, your ability to self-reflect and see a bigger picture, to be the forever parent of yourself, of your own mind. As adults, we don't have to be perfect, but we do need to accept responsibility for our lives if we hope to have harmony in our relationships. In order to learn new ways of being and relating and to grow, we must accept our humanness. Being judged when we were children was one of the main causes of our problems. Judging ourselves keeps the pain, the problem, going. Genuine needs are revealed through conscious processing of our human emotions. This then gives us access to insight, which is the guidance from our higher feelings and awareness. To create healthy boundaries, it helps to regard your conscious awareness, in other words, you being the aware parent of yourself, as a private and sacred sanctuary for your own mind and body, where you lovingly and compassionately take care of your humanness, which is the foundation of your life. Being responsible for your own care informs you of how others need to treat you in order to have a healthy relationship with you. Having this perspective helps you to discern what is most appropriate to allow into your life. By making positive choices for yourself based on what feels right in terms of self-acceptance, self-love, and personal responsibility, you can be confident that your choices will serve your highest long-term good, as well as the highest good of others, even if they don't understand that at the time. So observe and examine your choice from the perspective of the long-term higher good to your life. Will it still be benefiting you for the next 20 years? A healthy or even functional relationship is not possible where judging, blame, verbal abuse, harmful manipulation or violence exists. Forgiveness does not mean destructive behavior can continue, whether it is your own behavior or another's. It is wise to put any relationship on hold until the abuser fully faces up to his or her abuse and seeks help to correct the confusion that is carried in his or her mind. It is essential to understand that this can take months or years to accept, face up to, and heal such destructive confusion. When you set such a boundary, the person in the relationship who is being abusive may temporarily change to keep you happy. But if they haven't really faced themselves and accepted full responsibility for their fears and insecurities, this change won't last. Real change takes a solid, lifelong commitment. Vengeance, hateful punishment, in other words, on the part of the aggrieved, is also abuse. It is essential to speak up in the relationship when something does not feel right. When children's feelings, individuality, and personal space are not respected and nurtured by their carers, they often find it difficult implementing healthy boundaries when they become adults. As an adult, your order of care priority is 1. Yourself, in order to have what it takes to give to the relationship. 2. Your partner, in order to create a loving sanctuary for each other and the right environment for the children. Your children, so they can grow to be themselves and thus realize their potential. 4. Extended family, friends, work, etc. The secret to unconditional love lies in our own conscious intent to accept and care for our own vulnerable humanness. This is where we learn about true love. When we give ourselves unconditional love, we will then have it to freely give to others. You are responsible for your own worthiness, not your partner. Your partner is not responsible for your worthiness. Your partner is not your parent. You must now be your own conscious, loving, and responsible forever parent. Your relationship, harmony, and growth depends on this. We are adults. We must learn to emotionally stand on our own two feet in order to be of benefit to our relationships. Children need adults to care for them. It is psychologically destructive for a child to feel responsible for the emotional needs of their parents. Adults need to care for themselves. My adult conscious awareness responds appropriately for the good of all. My wounded inner child reacts out of fear and confusion, fight or flight, in other words. This is how we can tell the difference between when we are responding with our mature adult awareness or our human vulnerabilities that are most often leftover childhood issues. To heal and grow, we must compassionately accept our human vulnerabilities and commit to doing what it takes to look after them. This is what we needed as a child and what we need at any time. We are finishing unfinished business with the power of our own adult awareness, initiated and facilitated by unconditional self-acceptance and total personal responsibility for all that we think, therefore feel, say, and do. Learning to take care of our human vulnerabilities, often called our inner child, is an ongoing process of learning. There is no standard we are supposed to reach. Everyone's journey is different because we are all unique. What is easy for one person may be hard for another. The important thing is to make learning and growing the foundation of your life. In other words, to make challenges and problems an opportunity. You are making life circumstances and conditions work for you. When you make learning and growing the foundation of your life, your problems and human vulnerabilities become opportunities to grow in wisdom and maturity, leading to increased harmony and happiness. When you grow, it gives your relationship a chance to grow. Emotions and feelings are the resonating frequency of your thoughts. Emotions and feelings reveal the reality of your thoughts and beliefs, your old negative programming, or your higher wisdom. Conscious awareness, being your observing self, is about being tuned into your emotions and feelings so that you can access the inner workings of your mind and your insights from your higher awareness. It is useful to regard emotions as coming from your human fears, insecurities, vulnerabilities, your inner child, in other words, and feelings coming from your higher guiding awareness and even higher states of consciousness. Our negative emotional reactions are caused by our own fears and insecurities. Our emotional reactions are a call to our conscious awareness to care for our vulnerable humanness. We do not truly know the minds of others, not even that of our loved ones. We therefore must learn to communicate, such as asking open questions and then truly listen rather than assume and accuse. Have faith in your ability to learn and grow. Put the five-step process or a healing and awareness process like it at the center of your life and live it. You will then be able to create the life that you want while continuing to heal and grow in wisdom and maturity.